Podcast Macabre, episode 41, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God, by Edward R. Morris Jr. Edward Morris is a 2005 British Science Fiction Association Award nominee, also nominated for the 2009 Riesling Award. To date, he has sold 74 short stories worldwide, including sales to Interzone, number 200, Imagine, Pseudopod, number 106, Jihad Over Innsmouth, and most recently, Ellen Datlow's Best Horror of the Year, number 2, Lotophagi. He's a 3-year veteran panellist at the H.P. Lovecraft Film Festival and the Oregon Science Fiction Convention. Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God is a story poem after the style of many of the poems in Neil Gaiman's Smoke and Mirrors. John Shirley gave him the idea when he mentioned British Petroleum and a certain Elder God in the same Facebook post. He called this one a good idea when he read it. I hope you agree. Now, we have a tale to tell you. Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God, by Edward Morris, for Neil Gaiman and Mike Carlos. Miles of orange retaining boom around Grand Isle, surging, lapping bathwater warm, swells, troughs, peaks, valleys as far below the months-long man-made nightmare tentacle those midnight BP boats suck deep down past the phytoplankton with dispersants only half-digested slithers on out to sea to catch all the others. And me. Mere biologist whom Louisiana fish and wildlife turned loose out here on these boats with this crew, racing ever back toward veterinary triage hospitals on shore. They wait and turn and burn and beg us to bring more. Something's off today. Our tobacco-chewing captain keeps looking at the sea. The two herons we captured this morning no longer resembled recognizable living things. The brown pelican chick died in my hand. Its mother had no feathers. But I just can't think like that and stay out here. I smell dead fish, but I can't see one. The choppy surface now bereft of life until the rushes and the isle, where half-oiled terns still too strong for us to catch, huddle close, proud as the last Apache warriors in the last glass plate photo. Murmuring, croaking, screeing as the storm brews up, the sky turns green, and I still wonder why we do this to ourselves. I'm losing my mind out here. My daughter wants me home, my wife might not. I never saw a sky like this before. Through the green, there's no cloud bank, some kind of atmospheric. I want to scream at someone, but Cap's trying to keep this tub upright, and Lane, my colleague, far afield here from PA Fish and Game, is hollering my name so loud I come back all the way. And only hear the sea. The sea. The storm's not blown in yet, but the sea. Oh my God, why is the sea boiling? But the sky doesn't fall. All we can do is push ahead, just 10 miles out from shore now, yet trapped in some soul-sick Sargasso where we bail, lean, push, cuss, and can't hear ourselves scream or bleed. Only a single sound that chills my blood. The water breaks. It comes again. Lane's eyes are rolling in his head. There were predators before man, it's all I hear him say, in between the rain, the boot-squeaking deck waiting to bash our brains, the and what that thud might mean. We make no progress in these waves, salt spray, green sky, the storm just an accessory to fact of what we can see and cannot see, a wave that Katsushika couldn't paint, that grows in scope and hurts my brain to see. Every bird for miles around takes flight, the ones that can. That wash of dead fish stench, worse than that choking petrol burn stirred down into the ooze like silt into wine. I lose some time, when my head bonks the foredeck, as the death wave flips us over and we capsize. Yet when I blink, I'm clinging to a random mooring cleat on the bow, bleeding, not quite sure how old I am or why I'm on the boat, looking up and up and up. The storm is here. The sea has changed. And looking up and up and up, thinking of a man walking through a deep river in waders, thinking of the tweaker bastards on the deep water horizon platform debauching as they drill the road to hell. I saw it on the news. This was never, ever, ever anywhere on the news. I'm looking up and up and up, wondering. It's coming ashore. The shoulders look like wings a bit. The slithering mess of its face, the tentacles of its mouth are smeared shiny black. The rest of it, no colour I can name. The slow thighs move, while all about, the shrieks of birds. The shrieks of birds. I'm throwing up, like half the crew have been all week. Those daylight stars above do things that no stars should. I'm looking up in one webbed hand. It holds what cannot be a cement oil well cap the size of a city bus, crumbling to powder in that titan grip, still slimy black. It drops the rest, all snaps and booms of concrete boulders nearly capsizing us again. Us. Me. Lane and Cap aren't on deck. Far above, those eyes. Silence now. Those eyes. It isn't moving. It wants me to see. It's saying something in my head. I hear what might have been a name once, somewhere in tongues older than the Gulf, older than the birds. Those eyes look down and down and down. It licks webbed fingers clean of oil. As its forward foot makes landfall, I hear something like a belch and smell sweet crude, but not from anywhere else in the Gulf of Mexico, only the Stygian moor behind that squirming gorgon mess. That mouth. That face. Those eyes. Then the nurse asks me who the president is. I swat the pencil flashlight away and make some sound. It seems I can't do that very well anymore, so I just weep. The sheets are white. There's a little bit of black blood still staining the pillowcase where my right shoulder is, where my right arm was. I try to tell her I'll be all right, but every time I form a word, all I can do is croak, like a brown pelican with a seared gullet vomiting Coleridge maritime rhyme in my own mind. The window reflects. I can't reconcile what I see lying here in my bed as me. I sigh and tremble mightily when I dry. My hair's now hued the same as the sheet. No veterinarian could ever get me clean. Cast Macabre is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. Music from musicali.com. Theme music from Pain Factor.